Chicago school authorities have placed nearly one-fifth of that city's public schools on academic probation. Fewer than 15% of students attending those schools meet the national average on reading tests. School board officials said yesterday that it's time to take drastic steps to better prepare young people for college and jobs. From Chicago, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
With the sound of a buzzer, 413,000 Chicago school students begin their school day and start pouring into 557 elementary and high schools. School Board President Gary Chico says at nearly one out of every five of those schools, the bulk of the students can't meet the national norm for reading on the Iowa Test of Basic Skills or its high school equivalent, Test of Academic Proficiency, or TAP. Yesterday, 71 elementary schools and 38 high schools were placed on academic probation.
This is not about some central office bureaucrats studying test data. Reading is the most important single skill any student can acquire. If a child cannot read, he or she cannot succeed in school and therefore cannot succeed in life.
Academic probation could mean the firings of some principals and teachers, but the school board's action, says Chico, is aimed at improving education. Probation management teams will work with officials at the 109 schools to devise new academic programs.
We're still fighting for our spirit and mind.
At Sin High School on the city's north side, two 16-year-old girls cutting gym class sit outside joking and singing. They say they aren't sure what probation will mean for students at their school, but they believe instructors have been trying to teach them what they need for college or a job.
It seems like each year ago they get harder.
They're trying to, it's like they're trying. They're trying to do something for the kids and sin. They straight, though. Other than that, they trying.
Although the test scores at Sin and 108 other schools are poor, officials say system-wide there's been improvement. At some schools, the Iowa test scores this past year were the highest they've been in a decade. Scores on college aptitude tests are also up. The Chicago school's top executive, Paul Vallis, says those improvements are not enough.
We are at base camp trying to climb Mount Everest, and we have a long way to go. And we will use our authority to reprioritize how resources are spent and to hold everyone accountable for student achievement. And probation is a tool that we will use effectively to do that.
There has been some criticism of the school board's decision, but for the most part, reaction has been favorable. Beverly Tunney with the Chicago Principals and Administrators Association says most principals faced with probation are ready to take the next step to make schools in Chicago better. Tunney says some teachers will also have to change their teaching methods.
And kids have got to assume the responsibility for their own education. They've got to understand that it's their lives and their future and that they've got to invest in it.
Tunney warns that people shouldn't expect some magic pill to fix broken Chicago schools. Even so, school officials say putting schools on probation will make them accountable and move education forward. The school board has the support of the city's mayor, who says putting Chicago schools on probation is the best thing that's been done for the system in years. In Chicago, I'm Cheryl Corley reporting.